Open Windows, July the 16th. The Miracle of Divine Life. With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19, verse 26. There are two ways of viewing the impossible. Everything depends upon where you put the impossibility. On the thing or on God. The things which are not possible with men are possible with God. And he answers these impossible things in the normal way. For it is the normal way. The abnormal way would be by signs and wonders and extraordinary happenings, demonstrations to our senses. But the normal way in the Christian life is the way of the continuous transcendence of his life over the working of death. The miracle is far more general than we recognize. You have to live your life and do your work in a sphere of spiritual death, where everything is against spiritual life, and there is nothing to support you at all. And yet you go on there in the Lord and are not swallowed up, engulfed and destroyed by that atmosphere and by those conditions. That is the miracle of divine life. Working silently. Yours, then, is a life, as is the life of everyone, set in the presence of the great stone of death, spiritual death. We know it, and yet we are preserved alive spiritually, and we go on. That is the great miracle. It is the miracle of every day. That is the testimony that God raised him from the dead. In the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, or let me put it this way, in union with the risen Christ, our hopes are far greater than all our worldly hopes. We may in his death have to lay our treasure in the dust. We may have to let go much that is very precious to us of hope and expectation and ambition and outlook. Our world may have to be placed with the stones of the brook. In resurrection union with Christ, something more is given back than what we formerly wanted. God is like that. You may say that is language and sounds very beautiful, but is it true? Well, I appeal to those of you who have any spiritual life and history at all. You have doubtless gone through a time of deep and dark trial in which you have had to hand everything over. You have come to a crisis where you have had to place on the altar something that was very precious and let it go to the Lord. If the Lord has not given that back to you, have you not come into some spiritual wealth, some spiritual good, something more in a spiritual way that makes you say, well, it was worth it? The answer of God through the cross to all disappointed hopes and expectations is, and in the very nature of God must be, something more than that which was laid in the grave. It is the very principle of Christ risen. He was a far greater Christ in resurrection than he was before, if I may put it like that, without being misunderstood.